Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pretty cool. We went all out with the tablecloths, I see. Yeah.
Coach, it seems you've had a big improvement on your defensive front. Can you talk about the defensive front?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been, I said the day we got here, that needs to be the front porch of our defense. And so whether it's due to recruiting, whether it's due to development, whether it's due to scheme, that's been a major push this offseason. And I'm really excited about where Coach Hagans and Coach JP has brought that group. It's been impactful here early in preseason, and we're going to lean on them to make an impact all over the football field on Sunday night.
Go to Brendan over here to your left. Kind of sticking with the defensive line, the experience, the leadership that guys like Jermaine Johnson, Kier Thomas have brought, can you elaborate on what they've done so far this preseason, how they've led?
Yeah, it's been unique. You know, anytime you bring older players into the program, you know, now this is going into our second year, but going into their first year. I mean, we do have Fabian Lovett, who was new last year, and Robert Cooper. We do have some people that were there, but it was unique. You know, we felt we had to address some needs and brought in Kier and Jermaine and actually Marcus Cushney too. And so, you know, they brought in with them obviously some skill sets, but they brought in some maturity. They brought in some experience, you know, and some game experience. And you know, we did a lot of research on both of them, on all three of them before we brought them in here. And you know, I think they've been everything that we've looked for, from impact on the field to bringing just a blue-collar approach to their work ethic. And, you know, it's been, you know, something that we thought we needed. And, you know, it's definitely been valued by us up front. And they brought a lot to that group and a lot to our football team. You know, so we're excited for that to show out on Sunday.
With so much returning experience on defense combined with transfers who have a great deal of college experience and a few freshmen that come in that probably can help you this year, how much more confident and comfortable are you with the versatility and ability you have on defense to show different looks than you were maybe going into last season, especially considering the lack of prep for last season?
I mean, I feel a whole lot more comfortable with the group that we have right now. Just you had more time. Right. And whether they, you know, because even the guys we brought in, they had still played college football. So there were some same as things that you could catch up with. But just the continuity to be able to have guys that have played for us for over a year, be able to go through real experiences with them. And, you know, it's a major difference. You know, it's a major, you know, we're going into here week prep, going into game one, and you've still got your checklist, but the checklist has been checked before. It's not going, all right, here's the checklist, and this is the first time you're hitting things. I mean, it's the second, third, fourth time on some of the unique situations that you always have to hit in game one. So from a comfortability standpoint, yes, but from an intensity and what we need to get done, still obviously at an all-time high.
Hey, Coach, just going back to your front four, just with the experience that Notre Dame has in their starting five, how have you seen just that front four unit of yours just embrace that challenge and kind of just go out and try to really disrupt the kind of the bread and butter of the Notre Dame offense?
Well, I think it's, you know, anytime you talk about your front on defense, I think that is the heartbeat of your defense. It's the front porch, as I say. And the reason I say that is, like, when the ball gets snapped, like, they're always involved, right? And the A and B and C gaps, like, it's always game on. There's no quick game. Like, everything's reacting, and that's why it's been critical for the effort, the pursuit, you know, the technique, the fundamentals for that group. You know, when it goes to Notre Dame, you know, they've got, you know, start with their center. I mean, they've got older players. I know they've got a few changes, but, you know, even they've got a starting transfer at guard, too, that'll be a senior going. He's played a lot of football. So you know, I think Notre Dame in the past, you know, this year brings a new year, so what it will be, we'll find out. But they've been really good up front. And, you know, anytime they've had success because they've been able to run football, they protect the quarterback, and they do an outstanding job coaching those guys, and they put a great product on the field. So it'll be an unbelievable challenge, but one that I'm excited to see our front stand up to.
Coach, staying with the front and now going to the front seven, you've added two big linebackers. Could you talk about the role DJ Lundy and Cortez Andrews play and what you're doing with your linebackers?
Yeah, I mean, last year as a true freshman, I mean, DJ played. He was off and on from a practice standpoint as far as health, availability, and things like that. But since the day DJ had here, as you know, Kenny uses him on offense at fullback. And he has a really good football sense. He's got a great sense of space. He's a extremely powerful and quick player, but he played in critical plays last year. You know, he played at the end of games. You know, there were some games he played up to 30 snaps. So, I mean, DJ's played football. So now to be able to get that consistency through the offseason and through a fall camp, you know, he's somebody that is going to be on the football field. He's going to play a lot of football for us. He's played Mike and Will, and we played at both. So, you know, he'll be involved. Cortez Andrews is somebody that obviously was new. We felt we needed depth. He's a hometown kid and had interest in coming back. So he's a heavy-handed, physical player. He's got good foot quickness, and he's a smart player. He's super aggressive, and I think he's somebody that we can find a role for here in this season.
When Dennis Briggs came back last season, it really was an important time for you guys because you guys were shorthanded. What did you see from him when he came back, and how far has he come over the last year at a new position?
You know, Dennis could be our most improved player from where that was in that North Carolina game when he showed up and all of a sudden gave us more snaps than we planned for him to give us. But, you know, Dennis was somebody that, you know, had been recruited here as a defensive end. You know, he's put on weight that's been natural for him. But when we recruit defensive tackles, Dennis is kind of, you know, the type of athlete and physical traits that we look for. You know, I mean, he's powerful, super long. You know, he can make plays in short and big spaces. And, you know, just to see him battle through, you know, if you play on the outside and you get moved inside, there's a lot more more movement, a lot more physicality to the position. So you got to get used playing with that. And that's something that took a little bit of time with him. But when he went through that, I really think once he's accepted the fact that I'm going to be a defensive tackle, I'm going to play in the B gap more, I'm going to play in the A gap more, you know, now you've seen his confidence grow and his technique grow. And, you know, Dennis is somebody that we think can definitely win one-on-one battles. And when you're recruiting defensive tackles, that's what you want to make sure can happen.
For the majority of the coaching staff, and I know a decent amount of the roster too, this will kind of be the first experience this weekend with a fully packed, I guess, or hopefully, Dope Campbell Stadium. Coach talked about how emotional this team is and how that can be a strength, but also kind of needs to be restrained. I guess, what's the importance of dealing with that for the first time, kind of staying even keel, not getting too high, too low after any one play?
Yeah, you know, the stadium being full is obviously going to be a big deal for not only Florida State, but the country, right? Just to have people back in college football, I think, is important for all of us to see. And, you know, the question about the crowd, you know, when you're a coach and you're going through the ups and downs of 18 to 22-year-olds, like, it's always important for us not to live outside of the moment, right? And we're always trying to coach that point. If you've been out to practice at all, it's something that we constantly try to hit on to not let the moment be too big, but what is the moment? The moment's in what you're at right now, practice, academics, all the things that go into it, but we're constantly trying to create that mindset with our guys. And listen, we're all going to be feeling, you guys will feel a certain way when you go out there and there's, you know, a plus Doak Stadium, a plus Doak Campbell Stadium, you know, it's just getting our guys back to playing what they're capable of playing like. And, you know, the crowd will involve energy, great, but then there'll be a play after that play. And I think that's the response that we're always looking for. We're always trying to get coached.
Coach, you talked about Notre Dame still being older up front, especially on the interior, and they add Kane Madden. What progress have you seen from those guys like Cooper and Fabian Lovett, you know, as they get ready for such a challenge?
Yeah, Fabian, you know, is in such better shape. His body's better. He's playing faster. He was a powerful player, but he played slow-footed at times, and he's really brought a lot of improvement. Coach Storm's done a great job with him. He's bought into that, and so he could be more of a playmaker for us. You know, not just an A and B gap player. You know, Coop's always had foot quickness. You know, it's just the consistency of playing at the right level that you need to play. And you know, I think the additions that we brought in, his maturity, his growing. You know, I think our job is to make sure that Coop's fresh, and when he's out there, we get the best of what he brings.
Yeah, Adam, Shaheem Brown is a guy that really stood out in camp, or seemed to. Kevin Knowles is a guy that's made seemingly a lot of plays, too. Do you foresee them getting reps in a season opener, even as true freshmen? Or are there anybody else in that true freshman class that you foresee having an impact either Sunday or early in the season?
Yes, right. Kevin will play. You know, Kevin's played mostly nickel, but he's played corner reps or two. I expect Kevin's going to play, and he's going to play early. He'll be in the game. Shaheem, we're pushing every rep. Every time there's a plus one rep, Shaheem gets the rep. You know, Sidney Williams was banged up a little bit. We're hoping to have him in a full week of practice. That could impact Shaheem a little bit. But our expectations on kicking game, and we do have him on certain packages that Shaheem, you know, I expect to play. How early, I don't know that yet. You know, Josh Farmer was a little bit dinged up. I think he will play football this year. How much he's going to play Sunday night, I'm not sure. You know, and Patrick Payton, George Wilson both have a chance in certain ways to impact the game. Duke and Hunter, we'll see where that plays right now. Right now they're just bringing some depth to the secondary, and we'll see how it plays.
With Notre Dame's identity being so grounded in their run game, and then probably wanting to do play action pass off that with a guy like Jack Cohn, who kind of was doing some of that at Wisconsin, just what's your trust factor in your guys trusting their keys and knowing when to stay home and to, you know, not bite on the play action and things of that nature?
Yeah, I think when teams try to establish run game, it's twofold, right? To establish a line of scrimmage, but then it makes all the other plays work, right? There allows, if you can run the football, now anytime you show some semblance of a run game, it creates some space between the line of scrimmage and where the ball's being thrown, right? Whether it's man coverage or zone coverage, just how that plays. And, you know, the better we can play early in the football game and establish a great wall of defense in the run game, you know, it plays into the confidence of being able to rush the passer and the pass downs, knowing, okay, we've done our job in the run game. Now it allows us to play faster on third downs, allows us to play faster on the second and longs. So I think the line of scrimmage and just the ability to build the wall in the run game is critical in game one, but especially in a game like this with Notre Dame's identity.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.